A big second half leads Jamestown past Fargo North in the regular season finale, and we get you set for a weekend full of high school and college football. I'm Jaron Matheny with the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. The Jamestown High School football team secured home field advantage for the opening round of the playoffs on Thursday night with a 49-21 victory over Fargo North at Hanson Stadium. Neither offense found its rhythm during the first half of play as Jamestown and Fargo North went into the halftime break tight at 7, but in the second half, it was all Blue Jays. Jamestown scored 21 points in each of the third and fourth quarters to blow out Fargo North late for the win. Peyton Hochalter was spectacular in the second half, throwing for 4 touchdowns and 173 yards in the final 24 minutes of play. Jackson Walters had 2 touchdown grabs and 118 yards receiving. It's the 5th time this year that Walters has had a multi-touchdown game for the Blue Jays, who round out the regular season at 7-2 overall. Fargo North now sits at 5-4 heading into the postseason. The Blue Jays will have to wait to see where they sit in the QRF rankings after completion of games this weekend. As we take a look at your football schedule for this weekend from your i3G sports media team, tonight Fargo South is at Valley City to take on the Highliners in a big-time 11A matchup. KOVC 1490 AM and 96.3 FM will have coverage this evening. Also on KOVC this weekend, college football. VCSU is at Waldorf. We've got college football on 107.1 with UJ taking on Hastings for Senior Day. And playoff football for high school. 9-man playoffs. Lamore Litchfield Marion takes on Maple River on Q101 Saturday at 1 p.m. And on KDDR 1220 AM, 100.3 FM, Oaks faces Thompson in 11B football playoffs. You can always stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports and check out the latest happening in your local sports broadcast schedule at NewsDakota.com.